Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about a situation that's been ongoing, about a $49.97 for membership. And it was taken out twice, but that was canceled. But in the meantime, that $49.97 was supposed to get $125 in vouchers or something. I don't know how it's supposed to come, because everything that we tried trying to get it, we got nowhere, found nothing on it.
May I please have your first and last name?
Alice Vaughn, but you'll probably find the account under Thaddeus Vaughn.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
9125 Copper Avenue, NE for Northeast, apartment 316, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87123.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our dash cam was purchased. All of our customers had those 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $49.97 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. If you have not received your gift cards, I'll be more than happy to provide you with our customer support email so you're able to get those gift cards. I also see where you were refunded at $49.97 as well.
Well, the person I just finished talking to, he put that in, and he got transferred me to his supervisor because he said that's all he could do. I said, but I paid it twice.
Yes, ma'am. Being that it's a valid charge, he was only able to issue a refund for one of those charges. I could take a look over your account, being that that charge was all the way back in December, and it is a valid charge. We do have a strict no refund policy as well. I can take a look over your account to see if I'm able to give you a refund. Give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Being that charge is a valid charge, what I can do for you today is provide you with a 50% refund, and that is a total of
$24.98. And that's okay. I still don't understand why. Okay, you said that. Pardon?
Once you purchase the dash cam on the 24th of November, all of our customers have those 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. Being that we did not receive that call, we charged you the $49.97. And every 30 days, you would have been charged $49.97 until you call in to get it canceled out for that $125 gift card.
Okay, I'm going to say this to you. He knew nothing about $49 when he made the order. His order came to $61.88. When later on I got this charge of $49.97 on my checking account, I called my bank, Navy Federal, to find out what that was to. that wasn't anything familiar to me.
Okay, you said something about $64.88.
No, his bill came to $61.88.
Okay, this charge is $7.45 at the day of purchase.
That's what I'm saying. When I called to find out what the $49.97 was for, I was told that it was for athletic foot. And I said, well, is there a phone number or anything? Because I knew nothing about what that was for. And she told me, she gave me the number that I called you on today. And I called called you. When I say you, I don't mean you personally. I called this number to find out what it was. And the day that I called, the lady told me that it was for membership. I says, but he didn't get any membership. He ordered some merchandise, but he didn't join anything. Otherwise, he would have told me. Okay? And when she told me about the $125 gift card that and everything, so I says, okay. I called him. I said, do you want that? You know, you want to be bothered with that? So he says, I guess so, you know, being it's already charged. And then they charged again, but I didn't realize this was going to be a monthly thing.
Yes, ma'am, with the membership, that means that you'll be charged each month until you call in to get the account canceled out.
See, nobody says anything about all this stuff before you order.
Okay, all of that information is included within the terms and conditions. I do apologize that those terms and conditions weren't made clear for the customer, but they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. There's no way to order any of our products, even for the $7.45, without agreeing to those terms and conditions. We can't charge your card without agreeing to those terms and conditions. I can provide you with that 50% refund as well.
But how do you give these... How do you notify the person of that, those conditions? Does anybody tell you that?
At the day of purchase, those terms and conditions, they're presented before you check out. I could also provide you with the website so you're able to go on there to read those terms and conditions as well.
I don't do online stuff. My son did that.
Okay, I can provide you with the website so you're able to see if your son is able to look the terms and conditions up.
Okay, I'm still going to see what my bank has to say about it.
The website is perfectdiscountsupply.com.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Hello?
The website is perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Okay, well, you don't have to give me that again. I'm not into all this mess, this online business. All right, repeat it to me again so I can write it down. Hello?
The website is perfect. Discounts.
P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Discount. C-O-U-N-T. Okay. Now, is this all capitals, lower, or it doesn't matter?
It does not matter. PerfectDiscountSupply.com.
Supply, S-U-P-P-L-Y, .com. Okay. And that's it?
That is correct. Would you like that 50% refund?
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to have to call my bank first to see what I should do. Would I be able to call back and get the 50 cents?
Okay, I'm not sure what you mean by that. What your bank will do is a dispute. That is only a temporary refund until your bank does an investigation. And your bank cannot override our terms and conditions, so they will do a chargeback on your account as well. I would advise you to contact them for future references if you ever decide to do a dispute. But give me just a moment. I can take a look over your account to save you some trouble for not calling back. Give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what I can do for you today is go ahead and issue a refund of that $49.97. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, but as I said to you before, you would say, I don't know what you were checking. You had already told me that I would get 50% back. That was one of them. And I said,
okay, you issued a full refund of $49.97.
Okay. My thing is about accepting that. You're not listening at what I'm saying, honey. I'm saying I have to check with my bank first about getting the other half. And I don't want to accept that in case, with me accepting that, that I'm okaying that it's okay not to get the other half.
Okay, so you don't want a full refund?
I want a full refund of my $49.97 twice.
Okay, your account was canceled out and refunded, the refund of $49.97.
Well, I don't want that. I don't want to take half if I can't get it all. If my bank tells me that, okay, you
okay,
can't get the...
Okay, I haven't issued a 50% refund. I've issued a refund of $49.97.
Well, you did that. I never okayed that. With you and with Trey, I told both of you the same thing.
Okay,
but
so I'm not sure if you're misunderstanding me, because you stated that you don't want a 50% refund, so I've issued you a refund of $49.97. So that means that you'll get two refunds of $49.97. You don't want the two refunds of $49.97?
That's what I want, but you're not telling me. You're not, until right now, you didn't tell me that. I want both of them back. Is that what I'm getting?
Your account has been canceled out and also refunded, the refund of $49.97 two times.
Two times. Okay, I thank you. I misunderstood you. I didn't understand you to be doing that.
Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, ma'am. I thank you very much. And what's your name? You're very helpful.
My name is Asia. It is spelled A-S-I-A.
Okay. Asia, I appreciate you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You also.